Welcome to Security Guy Radio. It as is 2016 in not so lovely Orlando, Florida. I'm not digging this humidity. Mr. Phil, how are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well, thanks.
Welcome back. I'm glad you came back. Where did we see you, at ISC or as is about a year ago?
It was at ISC.
Yeah, in Vegas, yeah.
Yeah, it's a great time.
Now, Stopware.com.
Stopware.com.
What do you got for me? You got something new, I know you do. Tell me what you guys do first.
We do visitor management solutions.
Right, but it's very unique to me because it's not just your average visitor. It's like your temporary visitors, which is a little different than most people do. I can handle the employee. That's an easy one. But you really have a very specific application for temporary people and stuff, too.
We do.
Yeah.
So we allow the customer to create their own workflow, kind of customize the solution based on their environment.
Yeah.
So it's an easy way for people to manage their visitors, temporary people coming in and out of the facility.
Now, I know you got something new, right? Because you guys always have something. What do you got here for
me
today?
We do. We always have something new. This is our mobile tablet.
So this would be like for an event-driven thing or something.
Exactly. So traditional visitor management, I think, is visitors coming to a desk and getting processed and getting a badge. But really, you know, this can happen anywhere. There could be a remote event, maybe something happening outside the facility. So, you know, this will allow someone to, you know, really do all the functions of visitor management.
Now, this looks like military-grade stuff there. What is this, a Panasonic robust? What is that thing?
It's super ruggedized. You can drop it, extreme heat, extreme cold, waterproof. You could drive a truck over it. I haven't actually tested that part out yet. But all the hardware peripherals that you would use, a camera, scanning IDs, and so forth, are all built in here.
Oh, how cool.
And this talks to a server through Wi-Fi or broadband, so this is a true real-time solution.
Now, am I building this in the field on the fly, or do I have to have something established already?
You would have a server established already, and this would connect to that.
Okay, so let's have as is. We want, let's say that there's 100 people in line here for Security Guy Radio to do a show. And they're just showing up out of the blue because we didn't really plan it. We didn't really know who was going to be here, but we need to start controlling it. Can I bring this into the field and start taking some names and taking some pictures and saying, okay, here's who's allowed? In other words, can I create a list in the field with this?
Absolutely.
Well, that's fabulous.
Yeah, this is something that you can do, and you know, you have an option. This could be a standalone unit where you're going to keep all the information on here.
Okay.
Or you could send it, you know, through broadband or through Wi-Fi to another database that's, you know, secured somewhere.
So if I built my... Let's say I have a big party here, and I built my database at the office. Here are the people that are clear for the party. This is going to work to say, yep, that guy's in there. Let him in. But on the fly, which is really unique, I can build my list right now as we speak, save it on this unit, and then upload it and use it later what I want to do.
Absolutely.
Okay, now, can I plug in a thermal printer for this? Can I plug in, I don't know, a camera or anything else I want to, you know, supplement it?
Yeah, you can. So a lot of those things are built in here, but what our customers are using, we're finding, is not plugging in because it's going to be mobile, that they'll use a Bluetooth solution.
Oh, a Bluetooth printer, maybe.
Yes,
thermal
maybe
printer.
Have a little Bluetooth belt printer, like when you rent a car.
Yeah.
And they give you your receipt, something like that, to actually give you a credential.
I love this stuff. This is one of my favorite things. Now, Miss Debbie is sitting over there playing on her phone off camera. She wasn't going to join us, but I want you to come over here and say hello, Debbie. Come on and say hi, Miss Debbie. All right.
Hi, Deb.
There she is.
Hi, how are you?
Squeeze in there. Oh. There, wait, say hi to the camera.
Hi, I'm Debbie with Stopware, VP of Sales and Marketing.
I'm digging this new product. This is
awesome,
really cool.
Isn't it?
It's very good. Very, very good.
Yeah, we're very happy with it. The vendor we're working with is great. And
you didn't have it last year.
We did have it, but it was newly introduced.
Yeah.
And we've done some, you know, product enhancements to it. And now we've sold a lot more, so we have more to talk about.
All right, very good. Excellent. Okay, go back to your phone now.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you. All right, give me some price points on this. This looks... I'm guessing it's reasonable.
So this solution is about $5,000 retail.
So the unit, the software, the setup, a subscription, all that kind of stuff.
Exactly.
Okay.
That's the software, all the hardware, peripherals, and the actual unit.
I think that's very reasonable. I mean, does it have any other function outside this software? Is it a tablet more or less? Can I internet the access? Can I do access the internet and other things like that?
You can. So this is really just a super ruggedized computer.
Yeah. Yeah.
So to speak, so it can do other things. This also has little features in there like GPS. So if your security people are going around a campus, you could actually track them with this as well.
This is really, really cool. All right. What else is going on? What's the latest, greatest thing, next thing coming up?
So we're doing a lot of external watch list kind of things now where we have features in the software to cross-reference people against a certain BOLO list or list that companies manage.
Cool.
But now we're going to the next step where we have third-party subscriptions. So for schools, we have a lot of our school customers that are cross-referencing people against sex offender databases. We have government
customers. Oh, so you could tie it into that. What's it called? Family Watchdog kind of a...
Yeah, like Megan's Law type.
Yeah. All right.
That's
very
it.
Cool.
And government ones we have...
Now, is this in real time? So let's say I, I set up a visitor for the studio, and I tie it to this family watchdog list, Megan's Law thing. And as it goes through to clear me, it says, wait a minute, that guy's a registered sex offender?
That's exactly what happened.
Wow.
So it would take some, to make things simple, we could scan your ID.
Yeah.
It would take things like your name, your date of birth, something unique to match
sure.
you. And then if it is, it would come back with a return with somebody's photo. Because maybe it's not you. Maybe it's just
oh, sure, you gotta verify.
Someone
yeah.
with your same name that happens right. to be born on the same day. But there's a lot of descriptions and photos and things that come back that help you make those decisions.
So how about the government watch lists, you know, the terrorist watch list, or are you really talking about private company lists right now?
So we're actually doing government, you know, type lists as well. So you could take existing government lists and incorporate them into our system and your visitor management
yeah.
process. Or we could actually, in real time, go out and, you know, check these databases as well.
Wow. Now, if you're handling it in real time, how do you handle slowing down the line? Because if a sex offender pops up in line, everything's stopping, right?
Correct.
What are we doing about that?
Yeah, so there's it's just something else that has to be incorporated in the workflow.
As a policy?
It's policy. So these things, anytime you add additional steps, it's going to take a little extra time. But we do have a pre-registration feature, so we can do a lot of this beforehand.
Oh, yeah. So I know who's coming to the party. I put the name in the database. You might check it a day before.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good.
And that's a really secure way to do it. So
yeah.
you're almost vetting people ahead of time.
Right.
And then when they show up at the desk, all you have to do is get the information that you need for that day and sign them in.
Now, are you finding people are more apt to give two pieces of identifying information? So in the day, it was, my name's Chuck Harold. My name's not really Chuck Harold. It's actually Charles, right? So if I showed up at the gate and it didn't match, I didn't get in. But are we finding that people are saying, okay, Chuck Harold, but Chuck Harold, what's your year of birth? What's one of the things so I know that you're the Chuck Harold we're looking for? Are we finding people asking for that data more?
We are. So those unique identifiers are really important, especially for the time it's going to take to sign somebody in.
Yeah.
Because you will get false positives without
sure.
that secondary information, which is going to hold up your line and decrease the visitor experience.
I can see the studios using this. Believe it or not, a lot of the movie stars just drove themselves to work. It's just a job to them, right?
Right.
And they drive into the studio and they give their name. Well, you know, Gillian Anderson from X-Files, that's not her name. That's her stage name. And so she give her ID, and we don't have the records, you can't come in because her real name is not in the database. It's her stage name, right? So I could see a lot of applications where you're actually doing some kind of a quasi-background check through access control. That's what it seems like it's morphing into, which is kind of cool.
Yep, it is.
Yeah, very cool.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, give us your website one more time.
Stopware.com.
Stopware.com. Very easy to remember, very easy to think about. And Phil, you're the title again?
I'm the Enterprise Sales Manager.
And Miss Debbie's over there. So hello, wave off camera, Miss Debbie. Very good. Excellent product. I'm really excited about this. Hold that up. Let's take a look at it one more time. Look at this. $5,000 doing background checks while you're in line. This is very, very cool. I knew you guys come up with something like this. And by the way, you're probably one of the only people in the space doing this, right?
Yeah, this is very unique.
Very unique.
Stop.
Excellent. Phil, thanks for coming on Security Guy Radio.
Thanks, Chuck.